Welcome to the EMU Football Halftime Show on the Eastern Michigan Sports Network. Scores, highlights, and so much more are directly ahead with your host, Greg Steiner.
Welcome back to UB Stadium on the Buffalo campus. Greg Steiner with you on this Tuesday night, the final regular season contest for Eastern Michigan. We'll have plenty more recap of the first half and other things going on around the country in just a few moments. But first, earlier today, back in Ypsilanti, the legendary voice of Eastern Michigan athletics was laid to rest. John C. Fountain, who served as the radio voice of EMU for 44 years, passed away last week at the age of 91. An Eastern Michigan legend, Fountain never made a basket or saw any court action, but he was tremendous at painting the radio picture for those not able to be in attendance. Fountain first began his 44-year love affair with EMU Athletics and WEMU in 1963 when he broadcast his first football game for the then Huron. He was the man on the microphone for football from 1963 until 2001 when he gave it up. That was a tough decision for Fountain, but he still kept the microphone for men's and women's basketball through the 2007 campaign. He bled green, that's for sure. He was a dedicated servant to Eastern Michigan, first as the Director of Sports Information, then the Director of Information Services. He moved to the university side as the Associate VP for University Relations and then was the Vice President from University Relations before he moved on to a new role in 1985. During his tenure, Eastern had plenty of victories. But one of the things that he'll always be remembered for is being the architect of the 1984 program called Eastern Energy. That helped the university stave off expulsion from the Mid-American Conference and possibly Division I football as a whole. He was able to help pack the stands and, with the help of others, ultimately brought Eastern its only Mid-American Conference championship in football in 1987, as well as a California Bowl victory that he was thrilled to be able to call. Plenty of Hall of Fames have John C. Fountain's name in them, including the Eastern Michigan E-Club Athletic Hall of Fame, the Mid-American Conference Media Hall of Fame, and his hometown Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame. We were all better for being around John Fountain. He was the grandfatherly figure who called it as he saw it. He was very much a believer of telling everything factually and painting the picture for the listener the best he could. He had some trademark lines, including one that was celebrated many a times as he said it at Bowen Field Ellis. In tight games, he would always say, "Hold on to your red pop." And certainly a tradition ensued after that. John C. Fountain, one of a kind, and will certainly be missed. They will never make any other broadcaster quite like John. I was lucky enough to be on the call with him and work side by side for some games later in his career, but we certainly have an opportunity to relive some of his best moments as we track down calls from the 1987 Cal Bowl championship, as well as the upset of Duke in 1996. We've also got a game winner that he called for the men's basketball team, as well as how it sounded on the final few seconds as Eastern Michigan's women's basketball program captured their first ever Mid-American Conference tournament title and advanced the NCAA in 2004. We'll miss him dramatically. He was still a force around Eastern Michigan and would come to games whenever possible. To his wife Marge and his family, our deepest sympathies go out to them. We certainly love John, and we know you did too. Without further ado, here are some of the greatest calls we were able to track down to just give you a taste of how great a broadcaster John was.
They're going to run out of the eye. Nash is the up back, patting the tail back, but Adams wants to throw. Cox pumps, now goes down deep, goes for it all. It is down. And touchdown!
Greg Ostrander, the junior college transfer from Saddleback Junior College, in the corner of the end zone for a touchdown.
Ah, son of a gun! Greg Ostrander, number 82, 32 yards. That'll be fourth down and 3 yards to go. Big play in Cal Bowl 7. Perez sets his ball club. He needs three to sustain it. He drops, takes a deep drop. He looks. He throws out. Incomplete at the 35-yard line. Intended for Saxon coming out of the backfield. And Eastern Michigan has taken over on down. The defense is held. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Hurons of Eastern Michigan University are champions, not only of the Mid-American Conference, but they're the champions of California Bowl 7.
So it'll be Eastern Michigan Duke squaring off. off. Ben Braun, the coach of Eastern Michigan in his 10th full season with a 184-131 record. This is the third time that he's taken a team to the NCAA tournament, the fourth time in 9 years he's taken a team into the postseason. On the other side of the ledger, Mike Krzyzewski is in his 16th season at Duke with a 376-139 record. Duke, one of the premier programs in All America, dialed down the middle of the floor on the wing on the right side. It goes to Boykins. Boykins from 18, and it's good. The Earl puts Eastern Michigan on the scoreboard first from 18 feet out on the court. And Collins back into the ball game, and Boykins will work with him. Moves around, he knocks it away to Tolbert, ahead to Boykins. He'll drive all the way in, he'll lay it up, and it's good. Boykins, his second field goal. Now a knock away in the backcourt by Torrey Mills with nobody to beat, and slams it home. A defensive steal by Mills, and this ball game is tied at 15. Eastern trailing by one with 3:44 in the first half. To Tolbert in the corner for three. It's good. Tolbert finally got the lid off, and he buries a three, and Eastern Michigan is back on top, 24-22. Boy, that's a good sign. The Blue Devils have the ball. Wojo to Collins, cuts in. Here's Wade Jett. Oh, high goes Baron Wilson and rejects that ball. And listen to the crowd. It's fourth block of the ball game, and it's nothing but oohs and ahs in the RCA Dome. Collins cuts into the free throw line. Spins. There's Zajac with a block. Zajac ahead and goes to Dial. Dial bounces, pass ahead and goes to Boykins. And Boykins finishes. 12 points for Boykins. And that calls for a Duke timeout as Eastern Michigan has taken a 37-28 lead here in the early stages of the second half. Panisi for three. Off the rim and no good. Torrey Mills with a rebound. The putback. It's good. What an effort by Mills. His 12th point of the ball game. 49-42. And it's Tolbert breaking down on the baseline. Leaning back. Taking the shot. It's good. And he's fouled. Tolbert with determination written all over his face. Going down to the baseline, taking the shot, taking the blow, then looking straight at the Eastern Michigan cheerleaders, the jerk of the arm saying, I get it. And now it's 51-42. Goes to the free throw line, his shot off and no good, follows his own shot, tip in, nobody picked off Derek Dial. He followed a missed shot from the outside, cut right down the gut of the lane, got the rebound and put it back, and the whistle blew. Now it is Boykins still as the clock gets down to 15. Boykins against Heap, and he drives in, stops, takes the shot. It's good. Boykins wins the battle with Heap and the heart of the crowd here at the Hoosier Dome.
Crandall in the corner, out to Ford. Ford will penetrate, go into traffic. Coleman is open outside for three. It is good. Ryan Coleman, her second tray of the ballgame. 65-56, Eastern Michigan has won the championship of the Mid-American Conference Tournament in 2004. Really not much time for a tip even with 1.2 seconds. Bunkley will put the ball in play, so there's not going to really be time for a return pass to Jesse on this. Bunkley has it, comes into Cashin from outside for three. It's good! It's good! Craig Cashin, who brought him back with a three-point field goal earlier, hits one from 23, 24 feet out. The senior comes through at crunch time, and Eastern Michigan wins this ball game 62-61. An amazing finish to a rather unusual basketball game. How about that? Craig Cashin, two big threes to put this one into the win column. For my partner, Brian Nemirovsky, and for John Patelka, who is as good as they come when it comes to being the studio engineer, this is John Fountain saying thanks for being with us. So long, everybody. This is EMU Tournament Basketball.